The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegrill, your partner in roofing for generations to come.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 3rd of December. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief with Seadrill, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester United had Fred sent off in a 3-1 defeat at home to Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League last night. Neymar scored twice for the French champions at Old Trafford. The defeat means United must take a point now from next week's trip to Leipzig to reach the last 16. An injury time goal from Alexander Sorloth saw Leipzig win 4-3 away to Istanbul. Başakşehir. Fred had already received a yellow card in the first half of United's match. The way he was playing, it can be argued he should have been subbed at the break. United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says it's a fair point.
Fred played really disciplined second half, and when he makes a tackle like this, you can't fault the boy. We spoke about it half time. That just be sensible, and he was. He played well. But of course, when you know the decision the referee made, maybe you look back and say maybe you should have, but there was no reason from his performance to take him off. Yeah, he was lucky to stay on first half, but that had no bearing on that the referee made a mistake there. So that's allowed.
Olivier Giroud scored all four goals as Chelsea secured top spot in Group E with a game to spare. Frank Lampard's side were 4-0 winners away to Sevilla. Republic of Ireland striker James Collins was on the score sheet for Luton Town last night. They beat the Championship leaders Norwich 3-1 at Kenilworth Road. Third place Watford were held to a goalless draw away to Chris Hughton's Nottingham Forest. Dundalk will hope to take their FAI Cup goal scoring form with them into Europe tonight. They're away to Norwegian champions Molde in Group B of the Europa League. Kickoff is at 8. Arsenal are already assured of top spot in the group ahead of the visit of Rapid Vienna to North London. Celtic's poor run of form is unlikely to improve tonight. They're away to Serie A leaders AC Milan in Italy. Manager Neil Lennon does not believe he is on the brink of the sack.
We're not near that point yet. They believe in me and I believe in what we're trying to do. I know it sounds like I'm repeating myself time and time again, but we do believe we'll turn it around and quickly.
Tottenham are in Austria to face LASK from 5-6. At the same time, Leicester City are away to Zorya. Rangers need only to avoid defeat at home to Standard Liège to book a last 32 spot. In rugby, Andy Farrell names a side later for Saturday's Autumn Nations Cup closer with Scotland in Dublin. Fit again duo Robbie Henshaw and skipper Johnny Sexton are both set to return to the starting 15. Former Leinster coach Matt Williams has told OTB Sports he feels Sexton needs the freedom to just concentrate on his game and not captaincy duties.
I think the captaincy time for Johnny is over. I think he was rewarded with a captaincy from his great loyalty, but I don't necessarily think he's a great captain. He's a leader. But, you know, just the fact he lost his temper getting substituted, you know, you can't come out on the Friday and say, we've got a great coaching team, we've got a great spirit, we're doing everything, and then you get substituted and you do your nana coming off the field. Not everyone's a captain. That doesn't take away from Sexton's leadership. I do think it's time for a new captain. I do think for the longevity where we are, we're 2 and a bit years out from the next World Cup, so the time to blood that is now. And I think that will also take some pressure off Johnny, and that will extend his career as a player when that pressure's taken away. So that is a truthful thing. The thing I think Johnny's got to come to terms with, and all the players do in the COVID era, is when their contracts come up, there's going to be haircuts. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to get the money that they were getting.
A reminder that the OTB Brief is brought to you by Seadrill, the new name for Tegrill, your partner in roofing for generations to come. In Gaelic games, Munster GAA have confirmed their Electric Ireland Minor Football Championship will get underway on Saturday week. Clare will face Tipperary at Semple Stadium with Limerick to take on Waterford. The semi-finals will be played on the 15th and 16th of this month with the decider on the 22nd. Semple Stadium will also host the minor hurling semi-final meeting of Limerick and Cork on Saturday week. The same day sees Waterford face Tipperary at Porky Rinn. The hurling final is set for December the 20th. There's a 7-race card at Clonmel over jumps today. The first going to post at 12:30. Now coming up on OTB AM with Gerard Gilroy and Owen Sheen from 7:30, we're talking to Gordon Darcy, Andy Mitten, Tom English and Don McLean. Then tonight we'll hear from John Giles. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come.